Yeah. We wrote
Love
it on
Radio.
Yep. Welcome to Weekday Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Belle Starr.
And the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona,
and the world at large. We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call live at 646-915-8421. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on all social media, or email thctucson@gmail.com.
We would like to thank Tumbleweeds Health Center and Studio C, along with our many sponsors, for hosting our show every week. With the lowest price certifications in town, you'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things related to medical cannabis education.
Visit Tumbleweeds Health Center at 5315 East Broadway Boulevard or online at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. And remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate. Everybody, how you doing out there?
Good morning, Cannabis Kid.
Good morning, Bell Star. How are you?
Space King and Izzy is here waking up some coffee.
What's going on, guys?
Woo! Well, we're about ready to hit up some Easy Street and Sour Diesel.
Ooh.
We're going to do a fun little combo for the morning because we've got a really fun guest on that I'm super excited about.
Probably partaking as well.
She probably's getting ready. She's probably getting high out of her mind right now, getting ready for our show, which we're going to do. So we can match mine. We got to get super high here.
Wonder, we'll have to find out what she's using this morning.
Yeah, we've got to be on the same strain level there. This show is going to be super fun because we usually, and I'm going to say, we have most always talked about the medical part of cannabis. And this morning we're going to talk about the recreational part and the fun part of getting high and being creative and
what it means to get high.
Exactly. That's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Well, I think one thing Yim speaks about in her book is that whole part of that process is finding out what is actually happening when you right after you combust.
Yeah.
you know, the feelings that you get, the thoughts that go through your mind, the creative thoughts, should I say. And really, like how Belle and Space King and
Izzy
was talking about this morning, we were talking about the different strains and the different things that they do to you. And so having some of the ones that are more creative and some of the ones that are a little more mind-stimulating can be a lot different than the ones that are pure body. You know, you just go right to sleep.
Yeah, pain control.
Pain control, but then, you know, there's some of those indicas out there that kind of hit.
They're hybrids.
They're hybrids.
There's some hybrids out there that are happy hybrids. Some are, well, there's all sorts of stuff going on. Jeez, so many strains, so little time. But we'll have Tara's going to call in here, and she's actually got... H.T. Yim is her name, and her book is called Epiphanies Whilst High Out of One's Mind. Author and Canadian activist Heyong Tara Yim is pleased to announce the highly anticipated release of her debut novel, Epiphanies Whilst High Out of One's Mind. The thought-provoking and consciousness-raising essay series follows a young woman's often humorous and ever-poignant journey on the path to becoming a stoner. Already heralded by critics as an honest revelation of the soul, Yim's full-length nonfiction work entertains and educates, offering a decidedly unique narrative, exploration of recreational marijuana use at the same time the paradigmic law reform is changing the way the country legislates the still controversial plant. I wanted to write a book that was accessible and fun to read, and just as importantly, one that promoted responsible consumption, explains Yim, a third-wave feminist and dedicated advocate for drug policy reform. I've learned so much about the substance over the years, both positive and negative, and hopefully readers will benefit from those lessons. Especially as we enter a new era of understanding, I believe it's important to challenge lingering misconceptions about cannabis, as many are unfair as they are inaccurate. As a graduate of the University of Toronto with an honors BA in political science and English, Yim also a prolific blogger and has a passionate and loyal following. Her site, www.potandprose.com, provides insight and incisive commentary on marijuana-related themes and confronts today's most controversial topics in an approachable yet direct way. Epiphany Wild Pie Out of One's Mind is a must-read for nonfiction lovers, marijuana enthusiasts, or anyone interested in gaining a fuller appreciation of the opportunities and obstacles that lay ahead for the future of cannabis and its path towards social legitimacy. I want to help shatter the stigma associated with marijuana, which dates back to the 1930s, explains Yim. And Epiphanies allows readers to learn while laughing and glimpsing the world from the perspective of an average user, breaking down stereotypes and exploring the beauty of the cannabis plant and its many medicinal, sedative, and creative uses. Mm-hmm. Cannabis Kid and I thought that would be kind of funny if she used the word shatter.
Shattered.
S-H-A-D-D-E-R, you know, shatter the stigma. Anyway, that's just us being creative. For additional information, please visit www.potandprose.com. Hi Young Tara Yim is a graduate of the University of Toronto, and she's a third-wave feminist and an advocate for drug policy reform, a member of Canadian Students for Sensible Drug Policy, right on. She's a recreational user of cannabis and the author of Epiphanies While High of One's Mind, a series of narrative nonfiction essays when on the subject of cannabis, seeking to both entertain and educate. Right on. Well, we're going to have Tara on here in just a few minutes. I wanted to give you guys an opportunity to hear what she's all about. This should be a really good show because, like I said, we don't really get to discuss and explore the possibilities of just the high side of cannabis.
Right.
We love it. So, lots going on.
Well, we're talking to someone who is using it for these creative purposes and taking it to, like...
Yeah, she wrote a whole book. Come on, people. Don't you call stoners stupid. Stoners are smart, man. They're writing books on this stuff. Yeah. I'm telling you.
Writing books, doing poems, all kinds of different things.
Oh, she's out. She's part of Students for Sensible Drug Policy in Canada, which is awesome. And it's just important. Know your medicine, whether you're going to use it for, medicinal, recreational, enhancement, as Dr. Lester Grinspoon calls it.
Enhancement.
Or whatever you need to use it for. Know your medicine. She talks about being responsible in it, and we're going to talk to her in a few minutes about that. You know what else is responsible? Is if you come down to Tumbleweeds Health Center, 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103, we're in the back. Come on down, and we have the legislature. We've got a ballot to sign for you guys. And we've got the AZFMR initiative. It's down at Tumbleweeds Health Center, and I'm going to post also today the initiative comparison chart so that you can see why you would vote for one versus the other. Now, that chart's down at Tumbleweeds Health Center. Please don't take that from the health center. We know you guys love your education. We'll make you a copy if you really need to have it. But we're going to put it on the website. We're going to put it on Facebook. We're going
to
put it up so everybody can see.
Copy it right from the website.
Yeah, actually, you can just keep it on your phone there and show everybody why they should be signing the petitions that they are. We actually, Cannabis Kid and I, actually went to the AZ for Normal meeting this past Saturday. Very interesting meeting. Lots going on. This was discussed, actually. The legislature was discussed about, the two different
both sides.
Ballots.
There
were representatives for both sides there.
Mm-hmm.
We got to see the 420 Social Club and meet the owner and talk to him. And we're going to have him on the radio show. And we're going to talk about how in the world he got to open the 420 Social Club. What's happening? Are they getting in trouble down there? What's going on? What do you get with your $5 membership?
Yeah.
So we want to know all that good stuff. What's that? You got some info? You know what's cool, though? I see on Cannabis Kid's cell phone, the mobile app.
Yeah.
I love the mobile app. If you go to our page, tumbleweedshealthcenter.com, you can click right on the very first picture that you see on the first part of our website is the mobile app picture. If you click it and you go to our mobile app, you'll get deals and specials you won't find on our website or anywhere else, actually. So if you're wanting to come get some vaporizers, some CBD hemp oil, some pipes, some screens, some papers, some lighters, whatever you need, hemp wicks, there's some deals that you can be found on that mobile app. So check it out. But check out tumbleweedshealthcenter.com for all the latest information. We apologize. We do not have a doctor today. However, stop by for processing and all the great sales on accessories. And come get some education. We've got an incredible library down there. There's tons of books. We sell the latest edition of High Times magazine nowadays. So come get your latest copy and find out the latest trends. The cover is a really good one. It's not that one. The cover is actually pot jobs turning green into gold, and there's just giant gold nuggets all
this
over the front
September
of
September of 2015?
Yeah. This one is, well, the latest one, they always give it to you early. It's October. It's this one. Yeah.
I'm not even there yet.
I know. We're not there, but they are. They
so
are.
How can you put out?
Don't, you know what?
I'm so
a lot of, I know, a lot
I
of magazines. A lot of magazines do that. They put out earlier editions and hope that you just keep catching up.
How
you
early?
Stay ahead of the game. High Times is ahead of the game. We're going to call it that.
They're celebrating Christmas.
They are.
They are.
Well, they're actually in Halloween.
Because we're in November over here.
No, October.
Oh.
You're in the fall. I'm getting ready to put a spooky mask on. And you can.
We haven't even celebrated Labor Day yet.
Pick some
Calm
apples.
Down, High Times.
Calm down, America. America.
That was my next thing that I'm fighting against is pre-holiday decorations.
Oh my gosh, right?
That is
don't even get
I mean,
started.
No one wants to see Christmas lights in the audience.
No one, especially at the stores, the big box stores.
Right.
You walk in, they already have a Christmas aisle up. You're like, They forgot. They darn near forgot about Labor Day.
They sure did.
Halloween, all of these ones that come before Thanksgiving.
Yep, I know. There's
like
a lot
the best
of
them. Ones.
Yeah.
Are they
What are they smoking? Obviously some spice or something like that.
Something not marijuana related.
Something not marijuana related because you don't get
because
that.
Because you don't get that burst of like, let's put up Christmas in August. This is August. And we're talking about Christmas already?
But
someone said there are only 16 Fridays left before Christmas, something like that.
Put that up. So
I know. I was like, oh,
like
you guys, don't ruin my summer. It's not over.
See,
I haven't handled
it.
Oh, ridiculous. All right.
So
what do you got there? So anyway.
Oh.
Oh, there's just so much going on.
There is so much going on.
KFMA, so next month the KFMA ball is happening, and while we won't, we've been there before. We've done that before. We've been at the KFMA ball, but April Normal is going to be down at the KFMA ball, so there will not be a September meeting for AZ for Normal.
Oh, could you remember?
Yeah, no September meeting. And we also invited, we invited both parties of initiatives, the MPP initiative and the AZFMR initiative. We have invited both of them to come on air for a live debate. So far, AZFMR says, let's do this. I've yet to hear back from MPP. It's been a while. MPP, are you out there? So write me back and just say yay or nay. But we'll have AZFMR back on the radio show to talk about the initiative. If MPP doesn't want to come up for a debate, that's okay. But it would really be a great debate for everybody in Tucson and just for Arizona at all to hear this stuff. What are you reading? You got your
Space King and I were talking yesterday, and I was kind of telling him about the two initiatives, and it wasn't pounds. It was merely ounces.
Two and a half.
Oh, okay.
Felony.
Oh, yeah.
Two and a half.
Yeah. And so I wanted.
Clear this up for people.
Well, yeah. I got that, and that's what we were going to do.
There was a conversation that we sparked up at work, and we were talking about what you guys talked about at the normal meeting. The two different groups talking about the laws in regards of how much you can legally possess. And you told me it was like.
I thought it was. Pounds,
like a pound.
I thought it was a pound, but it was actually less than, way less than that.
Yeah, and you know, then we started talking about the state laws. You know, it's 2.5 ounces that you can carry on you if you have a card. So why would they pass a law that you can have fewer than that? And then I asked them, I was like, wait a minute, you said the other one was pounds. I mean, even if you have a card, there's no need for you to ever possess that much medicine.
That's not true.
Ever.
That's not true. I completely disagree. I entirely and completely disagree. There are people out there that need to juice their medicine, and in order to do so, you cannot juice enough medicine unless you have a lot of it.
Yeah, there are very few exceptions, though.
But it doesn't matter. If you need to make edible... If you're taking full advantage of the plant, which is kind of impossible at this point because of how costly it is,
if it wasn't so costly, there'd be so many people that would be making their own waxes, that would be making their own edibles, that would be making their own tinctures.
They'd be juicing daily.
They'd be making their own topical tinctures because that would be something that would be costly. You know,
cost-effective.
A lot of people don't want to make lotions and stuff that would actually help them a lot because it costs so much in medicine. That lotion would seriously be a $400 lotion if you were really to make it the right way.
But my thing is, if there's no government and there's no person in anyone's life that should say to them, I don't think you should take 4 Tylenol today. I only think you should take 3. I'm not in your body and I don't know your pain level, but today is not a 4 Tylenol day. It's only 3 for
you
today.
Not
for you. You only get 3 today.
Yeah.
What if 3 isn't going to cover this person's pain? That's all I'm saying. It's about freedom. It's about personal choice. And people don't know our bodies like we do. And they don't have the right to say you can or cannot use something, especially if it's a non-toxic, helpful plant. When I was getting my card in California, they actually have a form. And you write down what it is you need. Do you need a pound a week? Do you need an ounce a week? Mm-hmm. Do you need an eighth a week? You write it down. You write down your need. So it's pretty damn interesting.
Well, and especially if, like, when they say plants.
And that's a damn good point, Space Queen. Sorry, I'm swearing this morning. If we're legally allowed 2.5 ounces, but you're not supposed to have...
But then, so say you have 3.
Well, say you have 2.5 ounces and a seed. There is a felony.
Right.
So you have
It's very hurtful to the patient.
Yeah.
And, you know, we all know what intent to sell looks like.
Yes, we do.
We know what intent to sell looks like.
Yeah.
If you come across, and please, officers of the law, don't tell me how to do, no, I don't need to tell you how to do your job. Okay. You know what intent to sell looks like.
Right.
And when you see one patient,
with a pipe
one
and
person,
a gram, maybe.
And a pipe, and maybe 2.5 ounces with a seed that was in it. Who knows? Do you think they deserve a felony?
Especially if they have a card.
Especially if they have a card.
And, you know, but here's the deal. Here's what I also heard at the meeting that I didn't like. People are abusing the law. So this one person in there saying, yeah, I got busted for 13 plants. Is that the law? What's the law?
12.
12 is the law. That's why we have speeding tickets. They put these rules and boundaries and barriers up for whatever reason. As human beings, we have to follow them. And if you've got 13 plants and you're in trouble, well, that's why, because you have 13 plants. So people don't get to push the boundaries and say, but, oh, they were just this, or it was a clone, it hadn't rooted yet. People know, and they know what they're doing wrong. And when they get busted for it, and then they go cry,
there's a reason.
You've got to follow the rules.
There's a reason that the rules are set in place for this reason.
Well, we don't even know why 12 plants was the rule, because you could grow 12 pounds and have way over your 2.5 ounces, which...
You could grow 12 plants and have way over your 2.5 ounces.
Yeah, so why'd they pick 12 plants? Why not 4 or 2 or
it
1
almost
or
makes
6?
It
I mean,
sound like they
well,
were confusing it to try to confuse people. You can have this much, but...
Well,
they
I mean,
went based on California's and other states who were using the 6 or 12 plant rule. But why 12? Like, where did that even come from? Like, the
maybe
government
just,
says...
Maybe they just did some experiments and ran some tests that, like, okay, plant 3 to 5 plants, and then by the time they're harvested, you got some other plants coming up.
Nope. Not at all. It's just a random number for them.
Uh-huh.
Just like every American can brew 100 gallons of alcohol every year. Cool.
That's why maybe it's just a number that's easily regulated.
12.
That's
the number, yeah.
About,
12.
I mean,
these numbers, a dozen?
Yeah. These are the things that set the rules. If MPP were to pass, 10 years from now, someone's going to look back and say, oh, they said 6 plants for a reason. You know, they decided 6 plants. You know, that's set in stone from there on out because that was the first one to say it. So everything's just going to go off of that.
Yeah.
And that's
right.
Why it's so important to go out and vote. If you can vote, a lot of
pot smokers can't vote because they've had felonies on their records because of pot, and now their rights are taken away. So it's that much more detrimental to the people who can vote to go out and whether what class they are, despite the fact that they don't want to register Republican or Democrat, you know,
or
it doesn't matter.
At all.
What matters is putting in these initiatives and passing these laws that decide
right.
the future
right.
mm-hmm.
and what's going to be based off of that.
Well, and one thing that we need to clear up with our lawyer for sure is that, and this is what he told us, if you vote on both initiatives when you get to the polls, the initiative that's going to pass and make it is the one that has the most votes. Now, what we heard the other day was, and this I do not know is true, we will ask our lawyer this, is let's say there's a discrepancy between the two initiatives and one says 12 plants, one says 6. Well, they're going to go to the initiative that won and take the texting from there, which I
well,
don't know.
Said yes, the other
somebody
day.
Said that at the meeting. I don't know that that's true.
Well, they
that's
take
not
the,
what our lawyer explained.
Well, what you said, that whatever initiative they pick.
What this person explained was when both initiatives, our lawyer said this, when both initiatives go to the polls and you vote on both of them, which you can vote yes on both ones. You can do both. That's fine. The one that's going to pass is the one that has the most signatures. What he did not say, which is what this other person said, was if there are discrepancies between the two of these initiatives, they're going to actually take the verbiage from the one that won versus the one and combine them and add it. I don't think that, I don't know that that's going to happen. That was not explained. So what Izzy said was right. Do your research, know which initiative you want to vote for, and vote for it. Don't go wishy-washy and go, oh, I'll vote for both. Because really, do you want to go to jail and have a felony for having one seed over your 2.5 ounces? Or do you want a petty fine, and then maybe a misdemeanor, and then maybe a felony? Like, it's too harsh. MPP's going from black to white, and life's not like that.
Say you
follow the
just
rules,
came
but you,
you
shouldn't get a felony for one seed over a 2.5 ounce. That's just ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
Now, fresh plant weighs a lot, doesn't it?
Well, they're not talking about...
It, I mean, that
oh,
weighs.
I don't know. They're, well, there's a seed to them is that.
If,
is
you,
such,
had,
is
if
such.
You had a fresh
yeah.
plant in a Ziploc bag, what does that look like?
Lunch?
Breakfast
in a
what
smoothie.
What is that?
Breakfast in a smoothie.
Excuse me.
That's what I want to know, too, because, I mean... In that context, it kind of affects me
salad.
Because I do get whole plants sometimes.
Yeah, you do.
So is that 2.5 ounces? What
no,
if my plant?
Way more.
If it came to court, it depends on your lawyer.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the amount
so
of money you have.
So that's a scary, scary thing.
It
if
is.
People are using it in this juicing fashion, then...
Yeah, then there's that's the thing. It's a whole other ballgame.
Because I mean, if you don't have a good
you
lawyer,
shouldn't be able to limit the amount of pounds,
many pounds
someone
yeah.
needs.
Because
you,
know, you
can go through
much
pounds
excess.
Of juice. How much does a tree weigh?
You're not
going to
have
tree.
Someone say, hey,
you get trees,
no.
do you not?
No, it's true.
You get trees. How
get
much
trees.
Tree weighs? They weigh a lot.
Right.
They weigh a lot. So, yeah, you shouldn't be able to do that. We're going to take a call. We're going to hope it's Tara because they don't recognize the number, but they've been on hold a little while. So we're going to hope that this is Tara.
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
Someone
are you ready?
Just left.
Oh, that was the one we were going to click on. She's like, it's not me. I'm getting out of here. That was it. We know the other two.
Oh,
Tara, if that was you, call back. We're sorry. We got off on a rant on our own politics, which is good, though, because people out there listening need to know there are two initiatives, and you need to know what each of them is about before you go and just blindly sign both and go, oh, I want to legalize pot. You know,
or... And then put someone's patient's rights at risk.
Thank you. Because this is about the patient.
Because if you're just going in there mindlessly looking at, you know, what you have heard,
mm-hmm.
what looks good,
mm-hmm.
read the small print. Read the language that's written in this initiative, because that's where a lot of people...
Get educated.
It really is about the verbiage in these initiatives that can change it dramatically.
Yeah, it really can. And if you don't know it and you just go in and everyone just votes for MPP, I think we're going to be in a lot of trouble.
Why wouldn't we want to go with something
more. That's just our humble opinion. You guys need to read the initiatives yourself. Yeah. It's down at Tumbleweed, and it's a side-by-side comparison.
Put yourself in each of these situations. You know, as you're going through this, you know, the legalized possession limit,
mm-hmm.
you as a patient should be worried about something like this. Grow right.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not planning on growing, think about if you ever did.
Or think about if, you know, your grandma needed to or something.
Right.
Maybe grandma needed to.
Would you
want to
take away those rights right now for that person?
No. We're going to try this again. This person called back in. They're pretty strong-willed person. Call right back in. All right. It's got to be Tara. It's got to be her. All right. Well, welcome to Weed Day Wednesday. If this is you, Tara. Hello.
Good morning.
Hi, Bell
Story.
Yes.
Yeah.
And cannabis.
Oh my God!
Oh my God!
Finally
in. All
right. Yay! Thank you.
We're so excited to have you on this morning.
I know.
We're excited to be here.
We were trying to find some strains to be the highest we could with you because we never get to talk about recreational marijuana, and this is just awesome. Thank you for joining our show. We're so happy to have you here.
Thank you for having
me,
Bell Story.
Yeah. So we posted a little bit on our website about you and did a little reading, but you have a really beautiful poem at the beginning of your book, and we wonder if you could read that for us and our listeners.
Oh, my God, that's so sweet. Okay, let me just quickly pull it up. So essentially, I've been contributing for a site called ladybud.com, Classing Up the Joint, and it's a ladies' magazine as well as drug reform magazine, and they asked me to write a poem. So I was like, okay, I love the Shakespearean sonnet, so why not try my hand at writing my first poem in years. So here goes, and it's called, okay, so Mary Jane, my muse, no simple flower, bestows a light, a clear and different view, when answers hide in vexed times and dark hours, and casts fresh sight than old told now and new. Sweet lady love, her arms offer respite. She soothes stone shoulders at each week's long end. High I soar on journeys of taste and sight, and bask in shining eve she so oft lends. She eases aches and pains, both nurse and friend. Gentle, her hands heal all my sores and wares. Those blinding migraines she can swiftly end. No chance they stand against Mary's tender care. Urge swells a heart to profess and decree undying love for this magic green tree.
Great.
Aww, that's awesome. I love that. I thought I would try attempt to read that. I thought, no way, we're going to have you do that. That's beautiful. That's a great poem. Thank you
really
for that.
Great.
And your website's
Thank
awesome.
You. Unexpected.
Yeah.
I love how you incorporated the medical side and the recreational side. I mean, and really, I think that's what you're trying to do in your book, is trying to blend letting people know that it helps out on that creativity side and it helps out on that medical side.
Yeah, not many people are talking about the creative recreational side other than the fact that it's legal in a couple states now. Tell us a little bit about your journey into cannabis, marijuana, pot, whatever you want to call it, and your first experience getting high. We've had those couch experiences, and I swear to God, I was reading, and I thought, was I the lady with the burrito and the oven mitt and the fork?
Oh my God, you read the book. You completely read the book.
Well, we did our best bunch of it. It was really fantastic. So tell us some stories, because those are fantastic, and it's not often that we get to talk about this. So tell us your couch story. This is a good one.
It's really funny, because I know I wrote a whole book about it, but it's still so embarrassing. Okay, so it's because, my first journey's into marijuana, and please don't hang up on me when I confess this, but you should already know, I used to hate weed. I used to be the type of girl who would get upset if her boyfriend would smoke up too much. And once, I specifically remember, on my birthday, he had to ask me for permission to get high, because he was scared that I would be sad. And today, the best birthday present I've ever gotten, it was an ounce of weed. I was just ecstatic.
When's your birthday? We're going to top that one.
Oh my God, it's just September 5th, so it's coming up.
All right.
And usually, everyone gets high in celebration of my birthday now. So it's one of the most positive forces in my life now. And, I want to really capture this transition, like going from someone who just dreads weed to someone who advocates it, really. This evolution. And that's why I wrote Epiphanies while tied of my mind.
That's awesome, because I used to be that person, too. I was really against cannabis. In fact, all my friends, I didn't start smoking until I was almost 21. I was in all those clubs, peer counselors, and dare this, and don't do that. And one day, it was just one day, I was sitting with my friends, and I was like, all right, I'll try it. And that was it. It's a landslide of love.
Changed your life forever.
Landslide of love. It totally did. Oh, my gosh.
It's when you buy into the stigma that
it just
restricts you from so much.
What helped you change? I mean, where you hated it and now you love it, what switched for you? Was there a moment? Was it a boyfriend? Was it a fun time at Denny's?
It was people, but most specific, because I... All my life, pretty much, my closest friends were very big potheads, very intelligent potheads are how I would describe most of my closest friends. But also, that the same thing applies to my boyfriends. And because one thing that they all had in common was, a deep appreciation for pot. And one thing that I really value in having a significant other, a partner, is to share experiences. If there's something I really love, like oysters or certain books or TV shows, I want to share that with my romantic partner. And what they want to share with me, conversely, was marijuana. So I kept trying it.
I think there's definitely that feeling you get when you have that connection, especially if it's your significant other, and you're able to share that with them, you know, and be able to get high and be goofy, be creative, be yourself, be that wherever that cannabis takes you, you know, at that time, because it can be a different strain that, you know, you're getting high together, and it could lead you on this whole different adventure,
the journey
that, you know, and sharing it with that special someone is always so important.
I got a question. On the subject of the feminist perspective, do you feel that, as many other things, that there are a set of standards that, you know, are sexist for both sides? Do you feel like there was a heavier set of stigmas for being a female as opposed to, like, your boyfriend, who seemed way more acceptable to it?
Female stoner versus male stoner.
Yeah.
No, absolutely not. It's just a matter of different chromosomes. Most of my friends who I've mentioned before are actually female, and the first person who actually taught me to roll a joint was my female stoner friend. I don't believe that it makes a difference, but I believe also in the industry for a long time, like if you even on Facebook or Twitter, all these major marijuana pages, they associate marijuana with heavily sexualized, scantily clad woman, like just really objectifying it. So aside from that, no. I don't believe there's a difference.
But it is definitely categorized and, like you said, sexualized. In the magazines, you see these, you know, the skanky clothes they're wearing, and, you know, it's just the positions, and it's not what we want marijuana to, it's what scares everybody about cannabis.
Right.
When they see some of the High Times advertisements in there are very I don't think they're professional. That's my opinion, but, you know, when they show girls with their legs spread and bongs, and what does that have to do with marijuana? I mean, I love my bong, but it's not like I don't get up like that every day.
Well, on a positive level, there is a huge movement, women's movement actually, that offsets the whole objectification of women in the marijuana industry, like Lady Bud, like an organization called Woman Grow, where it's just focusing on women in the industry, and especially because it's such a new industry, there's just opportunity. So a lot of women have been flocking to the legalized states to create businesses, to become leaders, essentially, in this whole movement. So that's more positive, if that makes you feel better.
Yeah,
it is, yeah.
Definitely.
No,
it's a new front for empowerment. I view it, you know, it's definitely an open grounds, and it's definitely a good time for people to be able to take advantage of it from all different kinds of backgrounds.
Well, and I think we're definitely going to start seeing more women, professional women, on the cover of High Times magazine. Because it's funny, I find that I get irritated when they come out and they're all just guys on the cover showing off their buds and their rooms and their lights, and it's like, you know what? The white girls got it. The girls got it out there too. The girls can do this. Women Grow.
Yeah.
Tara.
But I think this cover kind of...
We got this. I don't know. Yeah, the newest High Times cover is pretty sweet. It's gold. It's just piles of bricks of gold. So, you know. What is one of your main epiphanies you've had while it's high out of your mind?
Oh, my God. I suppose the biggest one on a personal level, and I didn't mention this in my book, is... realizing that I'm a third-wave feminist, because I've learned about this. I've studied feminism in school, but it never invoked any feeling of change in me. I just thought, yes, like, this is right, and I'll write an essay about it, like something else to write about. But it's when I would get high really often, and sadly, I'd be at a party, and I would just talk about something that had a deeply feminist connotation to it, and I wouldn't be able to stop. I wouldn't be able to stop talking, and I'd make people feel awkward, and my friends would look at me funny. I'd be like, oh, man, but I can't stop it when I'm high. Like, it's just all the truth comes out. So after, like, maybe half a dozen of those episodes, which were, like, pretty awkward, I realized, hey, I think I'm a feminist, because...
Wow.
Every time I get high, the stuff that comes out of my mouth has deeply feminist connotations.
Wow.
So I suppose that would be the biggest epiphany I've had.
Wow. That's crazy. That's awesome.
I love it. When the realizations that hit you like that, when you're in that state, they've got to be true. They're coming from somewhere.
Yep.
You know?
Yep. That's awesome.
Yep, and it's funny because marijuana was used at one point by the former CIA as a truth serum. So, yeah, and it was indicative.
Wow. I did not know that. That's a good little nugget of information to put in your pocket. I like
Come
it.
Come on, you've never seen Pineapple Express. I mean, the very
now
beginning.
Don't abuse it.
Ah, that'll be going up there. So, on your website, if you all that are listening want to go out there to potandprose.com, you can buy the book in print or download it, but you've got some very interesting comparisons about, like, alcohol and different – you've got this really cool little – I don't know, I like how your website's set up. We've got little talks here about drugs, a rant to the U.S. president. I mean, there's all sorts of things you've got on there. What did you have to say to our president?
Oh, because I watched a Vice interview with President Obama, and it was fantastic. But at one point, he essentially said that we should, like, young people, young voters, should be thinking about marijuana, like, least of all, compared to, let's say, climate change and the economy and war and jobs. And I bristled. I found it kind of offensive, and I just thought that it really underplayed the importance of this issue, because, again, like, first and foremost, I'm a recreational user and a creative writer, but as I began to really love marijuana and started to research more about it, because, again, I bought into the whole stigma when I was younger, and once trying it and having my eyes really opened, I was like, what else has been a lie? So I just started researching, and found out all these things, like, again, the benefits of medicinal marijuana and the consequences of not legalizing it, like on severe epilepsy. It's crazy. On PTSD, there's a lot of things that where it could benefit. And also for the public, I suppose, resources, like incarceration, how much each nation spends on just trying to enforce marijuana prohibition is ridiculous. As
it is ridiculous.
The amount of money spent.
It's absurd.
It just doesn't make sense. So, and also, not to mention, it ruins lives. It ruins lives. If I was thrown in jail for using something, it ruins lives. So I thought, and it ruins a lot of lives. So when I heard President Obama say that, I just thought, I don't think that's right.
Yeah.
So therefore, I did what I always do. I ranted about it and wrote.
Awesome.
Well, and to me, a lot of these issues, I understand that our climate issues are very important to what's going on, but also legalizing marijuana can help things like climate issues. There's so many things that we use hemp, that we could be using hemp for, that could definitely help out our climate issues. And if we were to open the market to a general audience instead of a focused audience that needs millions of dollars in order to open a pot shop, we'd be able to help our economic structure and kind of equalize the wealth gap there.
And our healthcare structure, because if you're going to go talk to the president, let's talk about healthcare. This is healthcare for people.
Right.
This is a better health option for people, which should be available to anybody and everybody that needs it or wants it.
Getting off anybody off those pain pills.
And it's affordable, and it has way less side effects. It just doesn't make sense not to legalize it.
It's true. It's completely.
And if we had the right to grow it, the benefits from just growing and gardening it and taking care of it, those are
and
beyond.
I think that might be a lot of the stigma for a lot of people, is that they aren't comfortable with hearing that their government is wrong, especially when it comes to something that they've been wrong on for so long. And like for you, like you found out, if they're wrong about this, then they may have to do something else.
I think that's what it is for a lot of people, is they don't want to go into
that frame of thought where it's like, I don't want to become paranoid, so I'm not even going to act like those paranoid stoners. And I think that's a lot of it for at least some people.
Yeah, absolutely. What has been your most psychoactive experience?
I suppose in my very beginning, like my very first experiences were the most psychoactive, because that's the only time I actually hallucinated while high on weed. But at the same time, unless I actually go and find and call up my 13-year-old boyfriend, I wouldn't be able to completely know. I have a feeling it was laced with something else, because I've never experienced anything like that again. And no one else I know, and again, I have a lot of pothead friends, have ever experienced those hallucinations on just weed. So I suppose,
Could have been a little more than just that.
Well, following with that, what is your favorite strain?
Ooh, good question.
That really depends what I'm in the mood for, because if I'm in the mood to just absolutely relax in front of Netflix and eat something, like something I've been saving for specifically when I'm high, I would prefer an indica strain. But most of the time, again, as a creative writer, I just maximize weed for those purposes, and I'll prefer a sativa, and anything kush is amazing. Bubblegum kush, OG kush.
Yep.
So,
in Canada now?
Yes, I am.
How's the attitude there about cannabis?
Honestly, really lax. And I'm really lucky, because in Canada, one of the stipulations is that law enforcement officers are able to charge individuals at their discretion. So I've been caught smoking weed in I know I shouldn't really have been doing that, but in public before, and obviously a police officer has to be like driving right by, and all he said was like, "Don't do it again," and just drove off.
Okay, there you go.
So it's really largely to the police officer's discretion. And most of the people I know, like wherever I go, they smoke weed. So, yeah, it's very, very lax. I love it.
So are your friends more apt to smoke weed more during the holidays or just on any given day? Are you guys just all potheads and smoke it all day and write and be creative and be happy?
I definitely have my closest friends all – there's a common denominator here. And they all really, really love weed as much as I do. So we just get together, watch our favorite shows, and, like, just talk, and it's fantastic. And then I have friends who only do it very occasionally, like even once a year for my birthday.
Ah, there
very
you go.
Fun.
Nice.
Yeah.
September 5th, we found
uh-huh.
out. That's right. Awesome. Well, it's been – you make – using cannabis sound really, really fun.
Mm-hmm. Love that.
What's the most creative thing you've done or written while high?
Well, I suppose it would be my second short story, which I recently pushed out. It's essentially a story from the perspective of a mayfly. Like its entire life. And I just came across it while high, and I wrote it and edited it while sober and edited it high again to make sure. So I suppose it would be that.
A mayfly. Wow. We got to read that one. I didn't find that one. I'm just going through your website. Tell us about SSDP, your involvement with them, because we've had the American SSDPers on our show before. What's your involvement with them now? Do you get political? Do you get out there and march? Do things like that?
I'm a contributing writer, and I also have some skills with, like, Adobe Suite, so I can help design pamphlets. And I'm pretty excited. The next one's going to be – it's going to – be a really small pamphlet at first, but then when you fold it out, it's going to be an illustrated history of cannabis and its prohibition to really let people know why things change.
That's cool.
Yeah, so I'm pretty excited about that.
That's fantastic. That people need to know that. You know, the more we talk to people and we say, do you know our federal government has their own patients that they send, you know, 300 joints to a month. They go, what?
This is,
you know,
where
I mean, it's just about educating people, and that's going to be an
exactly.
awesome tool. Yeah, that's going to be an
this
amazing
is where
tool.
I see you got excited about, you know, down the rabbit hole. You know, what else? What other lies are there, or what other stuff are they not telling us?
Right.
You know, the patents that they have on all the different synthetic cannabinoids.
Well, the real ones.
Yeah. Well, they don't have the patents on the real ones. You can't patent real ones. You can only patent synthetic.
All right. Oh.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know about that one. I'll have to look that one up because their government patent says it's CBD.
You can patent the synthetic version of it, but they cannot patent.
We'll have to look that up.
Yeah.
Awesome. More research to do out there. More research.
Google it.
Are you working on, yeah, exactly, my best friend would say GTS, Google that stuff. She would say something else. Are you working on another book? We get another book coming out? Some more books?
So right now I'm working on my first fiction book, I've started it. It's about maybe one-tenth finished, and I have no idea when it will be done because I'm working on some other stuff as well.
Awesome. Well, where can why don't you tell our listeners out there where they can find you and read your blogs and all the good stuff you've got going on?
Sure. Well, the books are available in print and on Kindle through Amazon.com, and I have my blog called potandprose.com, and I also have a blog if you're interested in my fiction works. Like, essentially, it's a complete collection of everything. And that's htm.com. But yeah.
Htm.com.
And Pot and Prose actually has all of my books as available for free download. So, come on ahead.
Oh, that's awesome. There you
very
go.
Cool.
Everyone get educated for free. There's no excuse now.
Yeah.
ACM.com?
I think.
HTM. HTM, as in marijuana.
Oh, there we go. HTM.com. My bad. All right, we got it up there for our readers and bloggers and listeners now. Right on.
Well,
it's been a pleasure and an honor to have you on our show, and thank you for reading your
poem.
Your poem that was awesome.
That was great.
Beautiful.
Great introduction.
Unexpected, but highly appreciated. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. And we'll have to have you back on, and we'll talk some more poetry and
politics. Some updates on what you're doing.
A little bit of A, a little bit of B.
There you go. And a whole lot of the bomb. Right on.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Tara. Have an awesome day. And we will chat soon. Thank you so much.
Have a great day, Tara.
Have a good one.
Okay.
Happy Wednesday, Wednesday. Oh, that was awesome. That's cool. It's not very often that we get to talk about the fun,
the recreational
side. Everyone's always so serious, and sometimes you got to give your heart a little break. You got to have a happy heart and have some cushions.
Some cushions.
Or some sour diesels or whatever is going to get you through your day.
Yeah, she had a lot. I got a lot of information.
I know. And I wrote it wrong, but I recorrected it. HTYM.com. www. And you can go to potandprose.com and check out her portfolio because it's really cool, which is where we got a lot of the the questions from.
Mm-hmm.
But what a great lady. Thank you so much
Thank
for doing
so
what you're
much.
Doing. And for being so brave to write about having fun getting high.
Like you said,
you
like a
what?
Different
side.
Well,
yeah, it's a whole different side of this. People are really serious right now, and sometimes you know, people come into Tumbleweed Health Center and they say, oh, I'm afraid to get high. And I say, well, what's wrong with a little bit of happy?
Mm-hmm.
Because really, it can create a little bit of happy in your life. And sometimes you need those endorphins and they can pick you up out of a really bad, depressed state and get you to get up off that couch and maybe do some errands or go out with a friend or go see a movie or walk your dog take a trip, you know, go somewhere.
I wonder how many people actually go, I don't know. I don't want to take these pharmaceutical. I don't know what it's going to do to me.
No, they never question that. We were talking about that the other day.
I know, and
we were just saying that.
Going back to that.
Oh, they just pop these things in their mouth because someone in a white coat says. Someone in a white coat says it's okay. Well, all right, marijuana doctors, put your white coats on. Maybe more people will listen to you.
Or a tie-dye coat, whichever way you
I love that.
Put a coat on. Maybe they just want a coat. It's the uniform. People love uniforms.
They really do.
We'll
there
get a uniform.
A sense of authority
it
comes
is.
From it.
I used to have a science teacher that would have his tie-dye lab coat.
Oh, my God,
and
that's hysterical.
I bet we could guess what he did.
Before, during, and after school.
What his recreational
and
time
on
would spend
his, and on his lunch break. What are you doing at recess? Nothing.
It's a whole new meaning of smoking
in my car.
Because for recess, you're going to run 400 laps. I'll be right back.
Gives a whole new meaning to smoking in the teacher's lounge,
that's
doesn't
why
it?
We, smoking in the room. That's why we were running laps so much.
Right.
I had no idea.
I think if the teachers were high, our school days would probably be 10 hours. They would be wanting to get all that.
It'd be a lot more fun.
They'd
be a lot
be
more
talking
fun.
And talking.
Can you imagine?
We wouldn't have been in those crampy desks, you know, that you couldn't.
We'd probably be outside.
Or under a tree.
Under
or
a tree.
Sitting on the floor.
Some of the stern, stuck-up teachers might have been a little bit more lax.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, Mrs. Tonsberg, sorry.
Oh.
Yeah, some of them totally needed to smoke. Some of them totally needed to stop smoking before they came to school because they introduced some wicked ideas when I was like 15. I'm like, I'm not ready for that one unless I'm going to be smoking.
I had a reading teacher in eighth grade. Her name was Mrs. Fahrenheit.
Oh. Was she hot?
Mrs. Fahrenheit. I mean, she's just mean.
Oh.
She's just kind of one of those old, grouchy, gray-haired ladies.
Yeah.
She could have needed some pot.
Yeah.
She definitely could have.
Yeah, totally.
I'm envisioning her song and enjoying right now.
With Mrs.
Behind
Tonsberg, Mrs. Fahrenheit,
oh,
Mrs. Tonsberg.
Together.
Yeah, they're going to hang out. They're
blazing
probably
one.
Best friends.
Yeah.
Ripping it up.
Ripping
it up.
Yeah, it always reminds me when I think of some of the older ladies, I think of that grandmother's on YouTube right now where they're
passing
the
bong around.
It's hilarious.
This is the one with the retired cop.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't see the one with the retired cop yet. I love it, the normalization
of how this is being in slowly encroaching into
incorporated
society.
It's being incorporated
it
into,
is.
Into the daily normal, what people call normal society yeah. life. Grandmothers, police officers.
And it's funny because you see
you know,
that
you're
going to
start seeing military out there.
You
ripping
see that?
Yeah.
We
already know
all
about
these people
that.
Are having pretty much the same experience that you had when you tried pop the first time. They're having the giggles. They're doing all
yeah.
that stuff. And it's just like, it's interesting.
Might not be as psychoactive, but.
There's so many different types of people that smoke marijuana. It's like that one kind of real equalizer where it's like you can't agree on music, you can't agree on politics, but you can agree on pot.
Right.
Which is so cool, because that's
right.
where I think when you're talking about we need something to bring the world together.
Yeah.
And it really is. It. Not
now
everyone
we're
has
start
to smoke pot. Not everyone has to smoke pot. Not everyone
no.
has to use it.
No.
But I do want
them,
people
to
look at the benefits of it.
Yes.
But, and
versus,
like as you
like,
said.
Like the pluses and minuses that they don't do the research, like you said, of
right.
prescription drugs. They should be doing the research of all of them. And checking it all out.
And being
right.
able to find the acceptance from the people who don't use it is going to be a good lesson for the
yeah.
world to see. You
mm-hmm.
know? I don't use it, but I understand that there's people who need it and
mm-hmm.
who just want to.
Right.
I'm not...
And
why
that's okay.
That?
Right, exactly.
And
why do I have to be that that stopper?
Right, the stopper.
The stopper.
Stopper.
Like, why do I have to mingle in other people's affairs that make them happy or make them feel better or make them better?
Yeah, don't be the stopper.
Don't be the stopper.
Don't be the stopper. All right. There it is.
Believe us, we don't want the kids to get it either, if that's what your thing is.
Well,
but we
unless
want
the
some
kids
of the kids
need
to
it.
Need
unless
it.
Medically they need
exactly.
it, they're under supervision of a doctor, like you should be with any medication that you use. This is what people I get so upset about.
What about the baby?
Well,
what
geez,
about the baby?
What about the babies that have been dying on prescription drugs for
because of the epileptic meds aren't working?
Yeah, nobody cares.
Because they're not locking
they,
them up in their medicine cabinet.
Nobody cares when they give a 4-year-old Ritalin.
Right. Or when your 4-year-old climbs into the medicine cabinet and takes the whole bottle of ibuprofen and dies. Like, this isn't, like, it's not just about marijuana being, all medicines need to be locked up.
Yeah.
If it's going to alter
it's about
you.
Being a good parent.
Thank you. It's about being a good parent, good provider, good guardian. If you've got children in your midst, lock it all up. You don't leave guns laying around. You don't leave medicine laying around. You don't leave alcohol
be
laying around.
Be responsible. I mean, this
yeah.
is about being responsible
it
and
is.
Taking. And just because a few can be responsible
doesn't mean everybody.
Doesn't mean
way.
Everybody is that
and
way.
I mean, you should judge everybody and
exactly.
categorize everybody
and
that
place
way.
Ju- yeah, and place
yeah.
the judgment
yeah.
into an area which. Actually
don't do
hurt
it.
More people.
Don't do it.
With the judgment and
yeah.
and not letting it through.
Yeah.
I had something and I...
Oh, it's gone? It's gone? Oh, no. There's a lot of notes right there.
And it was really good.
Say it again.
We were talking about...
About?
The bringing people together.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
unification.
A unification. I just... I think that was so important is that people that... See the eye to eye. It says it makes me feel better. It makes me feel this way. You know, I think after I think there's been a lot of incidents here in our country, and just interesting.
Yeah.
That there's been this effect in the country of PTSD, not just the but just of the veterans that
oh,
are coming back.
Oh, it's a terrible thing. It's for everything.
We're
you know?
In a society. We're in a country that. Constantly tells us that someone's coming to get us. Constantly. Every news says we're war on terror, war on drugs, which what comes from drugs? The cartels. So there's always fear. Fear is
yeah.
implanted into us
every day.
Single day.
Lock
your
doors.
Lock your doors. Kids are dying of medicines. And it's always constant. And I
yeah.
feel that, like you said, this unity thing, this bringing... Once people really, really, truly realize that this medicine, that this plant is medicine, and this plant is for us,
mm-hmm.
to help us in any form, which we're finding out so many,
yeah.
but it that unification is
and
so...
That's key.
Is key.
Well, we're going to read next week about the NIDA director saying CBD is a safe drug with no addictive effects. All right. You guys are awesome. We want to always say... thank you very much for joining Weed Day Wednesday. Come on down to Tumbleweeds Health Center, 5315 East Broadway Boulevard. Support this cause. Sign the initiative. Get certified so you can use your cannabis safely and legally so you don't get in trouble. Follow the rules. Check out tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. There's all sorts of great information. Links to videos and stories.
News. All of that.
Products on our website. Enhance yourself. Get educated. And check it out. And come down to Tumbleweeds Health Center, 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103. We're in the back. You can call us, 520-838-4430. You can email us, thctucson@gmail.com. If you want a fax record, go for it, 520-306-5147. Come on down. Come see us. Come get educated. Come get some love. Come get some cannabis. And most importantly, remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate.
Thank you for joining Weed Day Wednesday. See you next week.
Woo-hoo. Bye, everybody.
Ciao.